Good morning, everybody. So let's talk a little bit about these American elections. I suppose, from what I've heard, it's good for most of you that Obama got back in, or at least most of you that I know, because of the policies and whatnot. But I do want to bring something to your attention, which a lot of you Americans may or may not agree with, but that's just the way it is. Because you see, when you give your speeches afterwards, and your acceptance speeches and all the rest of it, yes, you go on about how you're the greatest nation in the world. Well, I mean, firstly, A, who does that? And B, I'd like you to convince me that you are the greatest nation in the world. And what allows you, or what gives you the arrogance to say such a thing? Certainly from my point of view, and I'm only going to look at this from my country's point of view, but yeah, you were certainly the nation who provided a lot of arms and whatever, so that the war could be continued. That was until your own Twin Towers came down, of course. And then you suddenly possibly realised that fighting terrorism wasn't such a good idea after all. And it stopped, so, you know, does that really define you as the greatest nation in the world? Because people don't really like that arrogance. And believe you me, I'm far more for America than I'm against them. I definitely am, there's no two ways about that. But I think you need to lose a little bit of the arrogance tag, because it's not necessary. And quite frankly, if you actually look into things a little bit, you'll find that that's probably not true. I mean, you may have the power to cripple a lot of people when it comes to it and whatever else. We understand that. But ultimately, some of the things that you've done have been exceptionally dubious. So no, you ain't the greatest nation in the world. You're just another nation. And one that will hopefully learn from its mistakes. So yeah, if anyone cares, thoughts please.